Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. We are back finally after a couple of weeks. Today's show is, we're going to be discussing quite a few topics. We also have a 30-minute on-air live reading with one of our lucky listeners who won that opportunity. We have also got another section of the Colin Doyle interview, which you'll be progressing from the subject of poltergeists and ghosts and touching on UFOs. We're also going to be talking about current events and a lot of other things. We've got a lot to go through in this show. So if there's anything you want to call us about, if you've got unusual experiences you want to share with us, any updates and any readings you've had, please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at the door. But I'm watching, cause I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
You can?
Slight interference in the background, but other than that, sounds all right.
What does it sound like?
Like peas hitting a pan.
Are you serious?
Covered in snow. Oh, well, it's gone now. But that was really easy to visualize.
I just can't imagine what that would sound like, though.
Just wait till it snows again.
And there's peas hitting the pan.
As in, you know, vegetable peas, not the kind of peas you're thinking about.
I was thinking of vegetable peas.
All right, okay.
Hi, everybody. We're here, thank goodness.
It's a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been crazy. There's been a lot of things that have happened the past couple of weeks. The site was being, the Blog Talk Radio site was being messed around with, so we weren't heard last week when we were trying to...
But the proper reason was, what was it? Oh, were we supposed to be saying anything, or was it confidential?
It's confidential. And, they didn't say it was confidential.
Oh, right, okay.
They didn't say it was confidential. They just said that somebody's been hacking with the radio, with the site.
To take us off air.
They want to take you off the air.
Yeah, some people hacked the site and stopped us and a couple of other people from getting on, didn't they?
Yeah. You couldn't hear our sound. But we're here now. And the week before that, you didn't feel good.
No, I wasn't well.
So, but yeah, it's been a pretty interesting couple of weeks.
I mean, I have, I could have, well, I was going to say I could have struggled to come on the air, but I didn't have a voice, did I, sir?
You sounded like this.
I could cast out mental braille to everybody. So
what do you want to talk about right now? Oh, well, first off, you know, we are going to do a 30-minute reading in about 20 minutes for one of our listeners. We had been...
To the winner.
To the winner.
By winning.
We had told everybody that was interested in having one to just, you know, post or send us a message saying why you felt like you, you know, really... needed to have a real good reading, and we picked the best one of our submissions. So
that's it.
So what else has been going on?
Well, of course, just to touch on briefly, there was the Boston bombings during the marathon. Sorry if you can hear a dog barking. It's getting on my nerves. So, you know, thoughts go out to those who were injured and lost their lives. But there were a couple of unusual things. The other thing I'll mention, and we're going to move on to something else, is the fact that everybody was told to keep calm before the bomb went off. And there was a drill going on at the same time for the same thing in the same area. But, you know...
Yeah.
I think they arrested them, didn't they? Who they believe.
Yeah, they found. They did what they could do, and there's a couple of there. Well, there's somebody. I was watching some of the. Everybody knows what's going on, but basically, one guy was down, and the other guy is. They're related, and you know, it's just a mess. And we'll just kind of see what happens. We'll kind of see what they sort through and what they come out with over time.
Well, here's a headline that caught my interest the other day. Man arrested for stealing books on ethics. University of Louisville police say a prospect man is getting a tough lesson on ethics that probably can't be found in a book. The Courier Journal reported that campus police arrested, it's blanked out name, on Wednesday, charged him with stealing a textbook called Resolving Ethical Issues from the University of Louisville's Health Center Services. Police say they blanked out his name and then put his surname further along without blanking it out. Police say Davis's laser tried to sell the book to Grace College Bookstore in Louisville. The arrest report said surveillance video cameras captured the theft attempt to sell the book. Is it really worth all that effort for a book? I don't know, the fact that it was a book on ethics, I mean, how more ironic can you get?
Well, I remember selling my textbooks for beer. So maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe
you didn't steal them, though, did you?
No, I bought them, and I
was. It wasn't a book, and it wouldn't have been. It would have been ironically if you had been selling on swapping books for, you know, how to get over alcohol abuse.
Pa-dum-ching.
That's a small drum set.
Well, there you go. Oh, there is, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking with Bob Register. Bob Register is a man in Nashville, Tennessee, who is starting a ghost tour, a haunted house tour. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading where he had been interviewing Loretta Lynn, and some of her family members talking about, you know, what the hauntings of their home and all that. So this is going to be real fun. It's going to be real interesting. But basically, you know, we're going to have him talking about the interview. Talking about the tour, talking about his experiences. And that, I think it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be fun.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we've got the other part of the interview coming up soon, Colin Doyle. Just in case, when we come to play it, it does kind of start off, because I like to cut it down into sections, so he's just finishing the subject of ghosts and that, just in case he moves on to something else, just in case you think this has started in a strange place, but it is on all the archive shows, if you wanted to go back and listen to them. Let me see what else is in the news. Something that caught my eye. You know, do you have Jaffa Cakes? Jaffa Cakes in America? Hello there. Anybody there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jaffa Cakes. Do you heard of Jaffa Cakes?
No.
Oh, well, okay, well, this is for people who know what Jaffa Cakes are. Jaffa Cakes are like little biscuity things, like spongy biscuits with like chocolate on the top and like an orange squidgy center to it. Anyway, they're actually bringing out a Jaffa cake, like a big cake, which is actually a Jaffa cake. I was pretty excited about that.
What is it called again?
A Jaffa cake.
Spell
Jaffa.
It. Oh, Jaffa cake.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of it. I really haven't.
You want me to spell it?
I assume it's J-A-F-F-A cake.
That's right.
And I've never heard of that.
But I bet it's nice, though, because it's got, like, looking at the picture, it's got, like, two layers of oranginess and sponge and chocolate on the top. It's going to be good.
But you don't really care for sweets that much.
All right, I'll go ahead and burst my bubble. Well, if I put some cheese on the top, how's that? And someone said, a comment here, the cake is a lie. I hope it's not, I didn't find this on April Fool's Day. No, I didn't. It's all right then. South Florida is fighting a growing infestation of one of the world's most destructive invasive species.
Redneck?
I was gonna say some. I was going to think of something similar, but the giant African land snail. I was going to get one of them as a pet once, wasn't I? I was going to call it Pigeon.
Yeah.
Pigeon the snail.
And I was looking around for them. I remember that.
Which can grow as big as a rat and can gnaw through stucco and plaster.
It can gnaw.
More than 1,000 of the mollusks are being caught each week in Miami Dade, and 117,000 in total since the first snail was spotted by a homeowner. A homeowner, I said, in September 2011, said Denise Phoebe, a spokeswoman for the Florida Department of Agriculture and Snail Services Limited. That's not a real name, I just made that up. Residents will soon likely begin encountering them more often, crunching them underfoot as a snail emerge from the underground hibernation at the start of the state's rainy season in just 7 weeks. Mm. The snails attack over 500 known species of plants, pretty much anything that's in their path and green. Let's hope they don't come across some cannabis plants, because they'll be going slower than ever. But yeah, you get the idea there. Lots of snails.
Yeah, a whole lot of snails. But snails have their purpose.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Everything has their purpose.
Yep. I saw some...
Go.
I went into a website. It's a website called Firebox, I think it's called. And I got some awesome, crazy, weird stuff on there. Some of the things I saw was, scorpion vodka, and they had like a little vodka bottle with like an actual scorpion in it. You know, as you would with a tequila, a worm in tequila.
Right.
They had a scorpion in this vodka. How cool is that? And there was another one, which was like a British garden worm in gin. How cool is that? And they also have
a garden?
Garden worm.
Oh, a worm.
They have a garden.
I thought maybe there were little trees in there. I didn't know.
Garden worm makes so much more sense.
Well, I thought maybe because gin tastes like pine trees, there was a little pine tree in there. Are you mocking me now?
What? No. Well, the thing is, on the website, it said, like, this, blah, 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 gin, in an attractive bottle, giving the points from it, and it said one high quality worm. How do they judge the quality of the worms, whether it's high quality or not? Do they have someone sifting through them? Yeah, just put that
or
one back.
Or maybe they're
well.
Just trying to reassure us. This is high quality.
Yeah, it's high quality. It's not just any
worm.
Ordinary worm.
It's high quality.
So that looked cool. And also they had roasted scorpions, Wasn't it dry roasted scorpions?
That is so nasty.
In a tube, and I was going to buy some and say, anybody at work, anybody want a scorpion? I wouldn't mind eating one,
Well, I've thought about how I might not mind eating bees, not honey bees, but like those like big bees.
So would they feel furry?
Like in some parts of Asia, they deep fry bees and they put them in honey. And I thought that might taste interesting. I don't think I'd want to sit down to a plate of bees. Never mind. I didn't say that. What are you talking about?
I've had real honeycomb before, like the waxy stuff, and like,
yeah,
I chewed through it until it went into like a lump in my mouth. Sorry, I didn't make that sound very nice. It was nice, but you're not really supposed to eat the waxy bit, but
well, you can
good.
Suck on it.
Well, thanks very much. Same to you. Does that mean that we need to move on?
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room. Somebody in the chat room asked you a question.
Oh, they did. Sorry.
They said, "Hello, Bill. I wanted to know what you thought." They actually said "Nunu," but I wanted to know what you thought about emotional cord cutting. Do you feel it can be done? Is it a healthy thing to do? And are there negative effects from it?
Emotional cord cutting. I presume we're talking about emotional ties to things.
Well, and also there's that cord that attaches people. It's kind of like you visualize it's like a spiritual umbilical cord that connects people. And if you become obsessed with somebody, yeah, you need to cut it. But if it's something where
can those kind of cords?
They
I don't
get
know
cut.
If those kind of cords between people.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I pulled a muscle last night when I was at a seafood disco. I'm just kidding.
There will be calls taken after we do the first 30-minute reading.
You'll get that joke later.
Yeah, somebody's asking if there will be calls taken.
Dismiss my joke and my story. So, I pulled a muscle last night when I was doing some pull-ups. Anyway, what was I talking about? Right. See, I really, actually, wasn't aware of. You know, the first time I heard of this was only recently about the cords going into connecting with people. Used as a phrase in that kind of way, these cords between people.
Right.
I mean, I always knew that people connected, but more like with the higher consciousness. But if it's like emotional ties to the past, and forgiveness is an emotional cord holding you down to the past as well, then I believe those kind of cords can be cut by, well, for example, forgiveness, you know. I mean, if you're holding a grudge against somebody, those emotional ties can be cut by forgiving somebody for what they've done, by actually taking the time. Might not be able to do it over a course of a few days. It might take a long time, but, you know, that's the only input I can give on it, unless you can elaborate some more on the...
Yeah, well, there's like the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono, which is basically it's a method of forgiveness. But I mean, this takes you to places where you may have to go back to before, like before you even got here, the before times, like we always say, of understanding why certain things happen, the certain roles that we play in people's lives. Why somebody had to do certain things to us for us to basically, you know, develop a muscle for that. Because remember, one of the things that we learn over time is that, you know, happiness is not promised, that we all want happiness and we all deserve it, but we're not really promised happiness. But we are supposed to be striving basically to be strong. And so that muscle has to be exercised. But yes, like Lillian said, visualization is the best way to work on Ho'oponopono, because it's a visualization, you know, act. So, but look it up. It's something that no one can push on you.
You might want to spell it for people. Hoppity hoppity hono. Hippity hoppity hono.
It is H-O-O-P-O-N-O-P-O-N-O.
How do you spell apostrophe?
H-O, high, comma, O-P-O.
High comma.
O-P-O-N-O-P-O-N-O. Ho'oponopono. And, she's talking about, Lillian is talking about visualizing the attachment being cut and how it takes time, but it helps. But it depends on how deep the transgression has been. You know, some people cannot just cut a cord, and Lillian knows this. I'm not saying, you know, no. I'm just saying that some people can't do it that simply. It has to be something that's a lot more deeper and in depth. And like I said, understanding why certain things happen and why we have to have certain things happen to us. But hold on just a moment. Let's take a break, and then we're going to do our reading with our special guest. Our special wiener. And we'll be right back, everybody. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show.
Don't forget. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
One of the things I wanted to add is that, this full moon that's coming up is the pink moon, and it's a great moon to make your moon water. It's a great moon to recharge things. If anybody wants a great recipe for a tea to basically help enhance your financial situation, to recharge your finances, get a mason jar and put some spring water inside of it. Actually get a couple. You can get two or three if you want to. Just make sure the amount of water is a good amount of water. You can either put your tea bags directly in that water and sit it outside for like 2 nights, or you can just, you can boil your water and put it inside of the mason jars with the tea. Put the tea bags in there and let them steep outside overnight or a couple of days, and then you have your tea, your money making tea, and drink it. You got to drink it up over the next few days of the moon or right after the full moon, and focus and drink it while you're meditating. Drink it while you're burning your green candles, and focus on growing your money, growing your finance, or just growing your value monetarily. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. Sounds tasty.
It is. It's delicious. Well, let's take our call. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Is this Chastity?
Yes, it is. Hi, Nunu.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Bill. How are you? Hi.
All right. Thanks. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Really excited. Yay. We're up and running today. Woohoo.
So finally,
yeah, it's been ridiculous. It's been really ridiculous, but, so share with us how you are today and share with people, a little bit about you, just a little tad bit, a little taste of chat.
Okay, sure. I'm a freelance writer and a musician. And I also do charity work for the Epilepsy Foundation of New York and the AIDS Walk of New York. So I always have a lot going on. Like, I'm always either busy on my computer doing a million gazillion things at once. And I also found out some sort of bad news today about a good friend. She was diagnosed with cancer today. So it's like I've been sort of, kind of wishy-washy like all day about it, and I've just been trying to stay positive for her, because she's really scared and everything, and it's just kind of the story of my life. I'm always taking care of everyone and being there for everyone, and I sort of put myself on the back burner, because that's just me, that's
mm-hmm.
Chast.
Right.
So I've been really concentrating on that today, and it's just me always doing
right.
that. But so I decided maybe let's see what's going on with me for a change.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm really, really sorry to hear about your friend because cancer really does suck. I mean, and there's no other thing I can say about it. It just sucks.
Yeah.
And, with the full moon coming up, this might be a good time for you guys to get together and just sort of, like I said, recharge each other, recharge yourselves.
Yeah, I was thinking
that. Share
definitely.
Share some real good, female energy. You know what I mean? Some really good compassion, some love. That'd be really, really good. Burning some pink candles, especially because this is the pink moon. You know what I mean? Just get you guys charged together.
I was definitely telling her that today too. It's so funny you say that because I was texting her today. I was like, we should definitely get together this week. And I think it was Thursday, and I think that's when the pink moon is. It's Thursday, but I realized. So I was like, yeah, we definitely need to get together, catch up, and everything. So you know, I'm here. We're gonna get through this thing. You're gonna be fine. You know. So
yeah.
I feel really positive about it. Like I do. I feel she's gonna be okay.
Good. So. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's the pits, but I mean, it's a time. For, you know, just start thinking change, start thinking healthy cells, you know, do some research even for yourself to see how you can regenerate some awesome cells. You know what I mean? You know what
right.
I mean. But I know that one of the things that you are wanting to probably talk about, because you do spend a lot of time doing things for people and you do spend a lot of time making sure that people are okay. You know, it would be nice for you to have a connection with someone that could
right.
recharge you, a nice relationship. And I've got a couple of things that I see going on here.
Okay.
There's a cycle that I see you coming into. And whenever I talk about cycles, I'm talking about roughly the time between July of one year and July of the next. Now, just
okay.
because we talk doesn't mean that, there's somebody coming. Ah, you know what I mean? Because it's, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But the big but is, I mean, you are in a really good cycle right now for relationships. But you know, it seems like it's about your how well you flow, how well you're getting along with people, how you're loving people, that sort of thing. It's like friendships, and that's why you're so busy tending to others. The cycle that's coming up kind of feels like it's a repeat. But the cycle that starts next summer is actually one that's about responsibility, engagement. You know, that sort of thing. So what we know is that there are people coming into the picture, but we need to make sure that you're going into the cycle that starts the summer of 2014 with a good person, because this is the cycle that's actually about your relationship strongly being committed, responsibilities, period. You know, you and your own stuff, you and your own home, you and your own things, okay? So we need to make
right.
sure that you're going into that position with the right person. Now, as far as when I see you meeting someone, there's some random people here and there that I kind of see you connecting with. You know, remember, we don't want to project you down a hallway with no doors. But when I see people that I actually feel preparation, like these are prepared people, that sort of thing.
Okay.
There's somebody who's coming into the picture around August, and it looks like he kind of fades back. There's someone else who looks like he's long distance to you a little while after that, and it kind of seems like you're sort of doing this thing in between somebody that's close to you, somebody that's far away from you. But then when I get you to around maybe February, and I know we're jumping way ahead, I'm talking about February of 2014, this is really where I see you in something that seems more established. And like I said, you're crossing into the threshold of in that next cycle with somebody that's really, really, you know, right there with you. But you've got two individuals, like I said, that it looks like you're kind of doing this thing with. Somebody's closer, somebody's farther away, and then over the time, you know, there's finally, it kind of seems like there's more of a friendship. Just because
right.
somebody, one of them seems like he kind of comes and goes and comes, and, you know what I mean? You know how that happens. And it's frustrating, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's going to progress. It'll progress. And one of the things, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and I was, you know, and I think I may have said this before, that we Westerners are so busy thinking about the future that, you know, one of the things that I learned from Bill is that the future is now. The future
right.
is here.
Definitely.
And, you know, and if we can't appreciate what's happening in our current day, you know, it's like the only difference between today and 2 weeks ago, other than things that have happened during the day, is that we slept and we got up. But we kept waking up in the same place in the same day, basically. We were sleeping, but we were waking up in the same position. So the stuff that we do with ourselves in between all this is the stuff that actually makes the future we're looking for, so that we're waking up in a different space because we did something in the previous today. You see what I mean? So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, so,
wow,
so you know, so basically,
I'm blown away right now. I'm sorry, because it's so crazy that you just are saying this to me right now, because I just started reading The Power of Now, and I've had the book forever. And, you know, I've been so busy. So as I look at the book, I'm like, I'm going to get to it. And I never get to it. So I actually got into it like 2 days ago, and I just like, I'm like halfway through the book, and it's like everything makes so much sense. It's like I'm always planning ahead, and I'm always looking back at the past. Like I'm never in the present ever. And it's like, you know, I'm like, it was so hard for me to understand that concept. And it's just like, I'm getting there now. And I'm like, I'm understanding, I'm getting it. You know what
right.
I mean? And it's like, okay, I feel so much more at ease than I did like a couple of months ago. Like I feel different now because I'm understanding that concept of being in the now and not ahead of time and past. So it's like, it's just crazy that you said that, because it just resonates so much with my situation right now. So.
Right. And you know, just keep reminding yourself that, you know, because if you think, because I know that one of the things that you're also concerned about is your career. And it's just like, well, you take care of people. You're always going to take care of people. But the stage in which you take care of people on, like the players that are on the stage with you while you're in the performance, that will change based upon the things that switch up, within a day or so. You know what I mean? So sometimes you'll do this, sometimes you'll do that. As far as your music is concerned, you know, one of the things that you've got to remember, too, is that part of being an artist is the action. It's the actual creating of the sound. You know, so get yourself lots of gigs so that you have, you know, people to hear you, so that you have the movement, you have the process. Because, you know, if you write poetry or if you write lyrics for songs, you know, lyrics for music, you'll realize that the meaning for certain things changes as you progress as well, which adds depth to what it is that you create. You know what I mean? So it's just really important for you to remember to keep making sure that you have another gig and another gig. And that's how you're going to start seeing your success with your music, because you constantly are creating it. You're constantly moving with it. You're constantly putting it out there. And that's success. That's your success. So,
yeah, I agree. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to start getting active this summer because my band, we had to take like a forced hiatus because my drummer, she suffered a back injury. So it's like, it's been a crazy month. Like, it's funny you were talking about how things have been crazy for everyone this month, and I totally agree with that because it's been a crazy month for me too. So, but everything, God willing, we should start gigging in the summer again. And we're pretty booked, so we got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to probably be recording and doing gigs, and so got a lot of stuff going on, so yeah, definitely. And I like to stay active with it because I'm like always creating and coming up with new songs and whatnot, so yes, definitely.
That's awesome.
So that's,
and let us
that's
know.
Good to
let
know.
Us know. You know, so we'll know where to look for it, and you know, maybe we'll, you know, maybe send us something so we can play it on air for you, and you can hear yourself on the air.
Sure, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely give you guys our links and stuff. And
that's a good
idea. Yeah, we actually have a music video that we did, and we're supposed to be working on a new one. So I'll send you guys all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Keep,
play the music video on air.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah. send you guys a link, check it out, you know, give it a view, a comment, you know. give you a shameless plug here for the band. But, yeah, so definitely give you all that good stuff. And thanks for the support.
No problem. That's what we do here.
Supporting the arts.
What we do here. It's about support.
Yes.
Well, what else has been on your mind?
Yeah, so you pretty much covered all the bases, but it's really interesting what you said about my love life and the situation with the two people. I started kind of giggling to myself because I know who those two are. But as far as the long-distance person, I was actually planning on traveling out there because he lives overseas, but financially it's been, you know, hasn't been that great for me. So I was wondering if, do you see me actually going out there or him coming here?
Let's hold on just a moment. Let's see. We should have a drive. Get Chastity overseas drive.
Right?
Not that we're trying to get rid of you. I mean, that might sound like we're trying to get rid of you, but...
A fundraiser for myself for a change. I do for everything else, right?
Exactly. Let's see. Let's see what's going on with you guys. There we go. Yeah, everything's lined up. Maybe that's why August is so... That August time... is so significant because that's where it kind of seems like the travel is. And it kind of seems, honestly, it kind of seems like it's going to be him.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
I'm not a professional psychic like Nuna or anything, but I do see things myself, and I don't know whether it's any significance or anything, and I don't normally say anything, but I wanted to say that for some reason around August, I see something to do with a gold ring, and I don't know what that is. I don't mean to get excited about, you know, marriage or anything, but I don't know. It sounds like it might have some sort of significance, but I said I'm not as professional as Nunu, but I have been quite accurate in the past with things, so I don't know if that's got any significance, but it's best for me to say something now than to, you know.
Okay, so something's going on in August.
You know,
Maybe he's coming. Maybe he's going to be in the Fellowship of the Ring, and he's going to, you know, he's going to.
Maybe
bring
it's Frodo.
Yeah, maybe it's Frodo. Maybe.
The Lord of the Rings. I love that actually. Yeah.
Maybe small guy with hairy feet.
You know what? Maybe that's going to be something that you guys do. Maybe you guys are going to sit back and you're going to start watching all the Hobbits together or something.
That would be cool because I'm like a total geek for that movie too.
All the Hobbits.
The
as long as you haven't got some sort of golem following you around, you'll be all right.
That wouldn't be good. Well, it's funny. You know what, Bill? It's really funny that you say that because The Hobbit has some significance for me because my brother who passed, that was his favorite book as a child. So, when we were kids, that's like one of the few memories that I have because he passed when I was very young. I was 5 years old. He was 7. And it's like, you know, you only remember little snippets when you're a child. You know, you remember certain things.
Yeah.
One thing I do remember was watching The Hobbit cartoon with him. So I'm like talking about it now. My hairs are like standing up right now. It's crazy. But, yeah, so when the movie
I was picking up on that. I can't focus my psychic energy as well as Nunu can, but, you know, maybe it was just that I was picking up on, but I don't know.
The movie was good, though,
that came out recently.
Yeah, the movie came out, and when I went to go see it, it was packed because I saw it the weekend it came out. And the funny thing was that there was two seats next to me that were empty, and then somebody sat next to me, and there was an empty seat next to me. It was sort of weird. I kind of felt like my brother was there with me watching the movie because I know like he really loved The Hobbit.
Well,
yeah.
It was probably a nice feeling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I kind of felt that, you know.
That's really cool,
good.
The Hobbit thing. Yeah, so I guess my brother is hanging around. given me his blessings.
Well, you know, Bill has a sister that loved The Hobbit, and when she heard The Hobbit was coming out, she like got physically sick.
No, it was when the Lord of the Rings.
It was the Lord of the Rings.
She got that excited. She got that excited. She puked up.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's coming. Blah! Okay, it's here.
Yeah, that happens. That happens to me too. I get really like, I get so excited, I get nauseous. It's crazy. But I understand that totally. Yeah, it's cool. But The Hobbit definitely really means a lot.
Well, why don't you do this? Because you know, I think that we're kind of slowing down a little bit.
Okay.
You've got about 10 more minutes left, so save your 10 minutes and, you know, hit me up sometime. Leave me a message when you think that you'd like to just talk, and I'll give you a 10-minute private reading. And just, you know, save those 10 minutes, sweetheart. And, you know, because we want to keep everybody enthralled in the show. But it has been so nice meeting you again, talking to you.
Likewise. It was a pleasure.
And remember, just, you know, message me on Facebook. Everybody, you can see us on Facebook under Blog Talk. I'm sorry, under Broken Earth Radio Show. Also, Psychic Nunu. You can send us a message if you'd like to have a reading. We have posted the link for the actual radio show website in the chat room. And like I said, Chastity, you know, send me a message if you'd like to talk at some point. And we'll take it up from there.
We'll do, definitely. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much, Nunu.
Okay,
thank
sweetheart.
You, Joel. You guys have an amazing day. Take
you
care.
You too, dear. You too.
Okay.
You too, love.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we'll be right back.
Hello, welcome back. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. Here is an awesome quote for you for you to think about for the rest of the day. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift, and that is why it's called the present.
That's just about as sweet as you.
That's right.
It really is sweet. That's extremely sweet. I love it. We do have somebody that's been waiting, so let's do a reading. Let's do a quick reading. There's a few people. There's quite a few people in the queue, but there's somebody that's been waiting for a long time. Let's do a reading, and then we'll come back to our interview.
Yeah.
Okay. 857, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you? My name is Linda.
Hello.
You said your name is Eva?
Linda.
Linda. Hello, Linda.
Yes.
It's nice to meet you. Well, share with us what's on your mind today.
I just wanted to know things, movement, change. I just need change. I need some change. I feel very stagnant. I have felt stagnant for a very long time, and I just kind of need life to move. And I'm working on it, so I'm not just sitting here. I mean, in career, everything, relocation. The biggest thing is career and money to kind of make things happen. And I feel very stagnant.
Well, since we're kind of limited to, our time, and what you're really kind of sound like you need is a real reading, what I think I should probably do is just kind of see, just ask one question. And we'll see, a time period in which these things, with all the stuff that you've got going on, will happen. What's your one question, dear?
Work. And do you see me landing something that is lucrative? Because I've been temping for a while, and I need something that's more concrete.
Right. Okay. Hold on just a moment. Yeah, there will be. This actually looks like it's probably going to be around the end of July. And I'm actually seeing you working with, and I want to ask you about this just because I want to make sure of something. Are in the job, in the movement that you're trying to do, are you by chance dealing with numbers?
The job that I'm trying to do is more marketing based, so I guess depending on how you're measuring whatever the product is, there would be numbers.
Okay.
I'm leaving job where it was sales. I'm leaving the sales job.
Okay. Now, it looks like around the end of July, you're going to be working for a company that has, plural name to it, Smith, Brown, and White. Something like that. It's going to have a multiple name like that. And I'm also seeing you as it looks like you're going to be doing something that also has to deal with research as well, which I guess makes sense with marketing too. So it's like you're dealing with numbers, you're dealing with research. Now sometimes the numbers can represent values or ethics as well. So it's possible that you could be working for a company that is in natural foods or something that has to do with well-being. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So hopefully that helps you in your process of seeking, sorting through things and kind of getting you like really targeted at what it is that you should be looking for. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Linda, it's nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Sweet call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You all right?
Oh, sorry. Did you hear that? I moved the microphone away. Didn't think you'd hear that.
Well, yeah, everybody heard it.
Sorry.
Everybody's mad at you.
Pointing at me.
All right, so it's now time for us to listen to our interview with Colin Doyle, And when we get back, we're going to be taking calls from our listeners, that we're going to be, you know, kind of getting things back to a normal pace of the show. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8421. If you have anything that you want to talk about, anything that you want to add, you know, just anything at all, just give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. Hold on a second. I'm so totally lost.
Hold it on for a ride.
Have I just completely...
All aboard the interview coaster. Roller coaster.
Is this part 6?
Let me check this for you right now.
Or is it part 7?
Is it part... Part 6, I think. There isn't a part 7 yet, is there?
Oh, maybe that's something else. Okay, all right.
I think it's part 6. If it's not, I'll talk
You'll make
over
a
and say, no, it's the wrong one. No.
All right, this is part 6.
Glass Price, your mum went last year, that was a bit odd, wasn't it?
In the September?
No, not last year, the year before.
I was going to say, yeah. It was 2010 when we went to... Llandanwyg.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, had some eyeball. I couldn't sleep at night, could I?
No.
Without a nightlight on or something, like a child. Because I felt like there was a presence of some young girl or something there, and I just couldn't sleep.
We had a scream one night, didn't we?
Yeah, but first of all, we didn't really say to each other, what was that? Because I wasn't sure whether I'd heard correctly. And you didn't say anything. And neither did Mum.
Well, I was concerned about your mum, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, here we go again.
So I think we just kind of looked at each other, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because our mum didn't notice, so.
No.
But, yeah, it sounded like a woman screaming.
That's right. And there was, when you look out the window, it was just gorse bushes, really.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing in direction, apart from fields after that, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't a fox.
No.
And then that day, you and me were sat in the dining room, and so we dropped a bowling ball on the floor, and it rolled.
Yeah. It was just in the middle of the day as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there was no explanation for that. It was such a loud thud, like somebody had dropped it from about 6 foot or something.
Yeah, it was really loud. If I'd been half asleep, it would have made me jump.
Sure.
We just looked at each other.
Yeah. I'm sure there was some other things.
Well, you tend to forget, don't you? I think your mum might remember.
But there was... the last holiday we went on, in the September last year. In Tenny Bryn, was it?
Yeah.
There wasn't... It seemed almost too empty, didn't it?
Oh, it was very, a very strange atmosphere, because there was absolutely no latent energy there for anybody, I think.
Yeah.
No. Nothing at all.
So I think that's a lot we've covered on
paranormal,
yeah, ghosts and that. What about any sightings of UFOs? And
well, the first sighting I had, which I can be sure of. I said I've seen lots of things over the years, but I won't sort of talk about them because there's always that element of doubt. But I think I might have been 10 or 11 years old, living in Northshire again, school holidays. And it was one of those clear days, you get clear sky in the summer, like we used to get before we started spraying all these chemicals in the sky. And you could see clearly, and there was a bright ball in the sky. No, it wasn't the sun. It was shiny, like as if it was metallic. Not at all, but because there was nothing else in the sky, this was really noticeable. And I think one of the kids brought my attention to it about maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. And it was, from where we were, it was sort of positioned over where RAF Zealand was. That sort of area, you know, in that direction. And so I'd say that was like southwest. And during the course of the day, it moved across the sky and the sun came around. And actually looking at it, it moved, say, from the direction of RAF Zealand, looking over towards British airspace, that sort of direction. So it came from like southeast to east, southeast, somewhere around, because it wasn't exactly south. And we watched it on off for hours, and in the evening, I'd say it was getting on for about 5 or 6 o'clock, it suddenly sped off, disappeared in a matter of seconds into the distance. And of course, those days you didn't have satellites or anything, because that would be about 1956, 57. And I can't remember what day it was, but it was in the middle of the week. I used to go to see my grandparents on a Saturday. Just go there for dinner. And Grandad knew I was interested in UFOs and stuff like that. Science fiction, and showed me the front page of the newspapers, the Daily Express, and it actually had a photograph of it. And it says, "What is this?" It says on it, "It wasn't a weather balloon." And there's a lot of reports about it on the front page.
Right, you don't see that very often these days.
No, no. So I know for a fact that's something that can be corroborated.
What year did you say that was? About 1957?
Yes.
In the summer?
Yeah. Say around August. And
but I know it's difficult to guess, but how big do you reckon it was?
It's very difficult to say. You know, when you see... I'm thinking about back a lot, a long time, and I'm just thinking about this bright light in the sky. I can't actually visualise a shape to it, but at the time I thought it was a ball, and that's about the best I can say. But I didn't think it was all that far away, maybe a few miles away, and if it was, say, about 3 or 4 miles away, it probably would have been about the size of a house, I suppose.
Right.
But, you know, you maybe play tricks with you, so I have to say. But the fact that there was actually a photograph of it in the Daily Express, I think it was the Daily Express, you'd have the logo at the top, and there's like a knight or something with a shield.
Oh, right, yeah. And so, yeah.
Because I can remember the actual picture. I think the next experience I had, which I didn't have any doubt about, and then again it was corroborated by other people, that I was in the infirmary after an operation. About probably 1975. And I think we were living in West Street at the time, and my mum had come to see me. We were on the, I don't know if it was the first floor or the second floor. I think it was the second floor. It had three floors above the ground floor. And there's a balcony at the end of the ward. So your mum, on her way out, she'd go and wait by the light, the street light, opposite. And I'd go to the balcony and give her a wave. And it was a windy night, very windy night, I remember. A lot of wind noise. I think it was probably about September, when it wasn't particularly cold, but it went dark early, because I think it probably about 8 o'clock in the evening after visiting, maybe 8:30. And behind it were trees, which were the other side of the walls, and these trees overhung the walls. I think it's the water tower that's down at that end. It's just before the bends, you call Water Tower Street. Well, it would be Water Tower. And at the back, I think, was the Queen's School playing fields, which had and there was a manweb building there at the back. So there wasn't much around there. It was fields, Sealand Road, the gasworks towards the back, and very little else. And then towards the right, there were the terraced houses around, can't think of the name of the roads now, going down to Sealand Road. You know, they come miles opposite Land Rover, a bit further up. Anyway, the direction I was looking at, there wasn't very much there. And then I sort of noticed these lights, and there was like yellow, red, I think green lights, quite large, size of bigger than a dinner plate, really, moving around in an arc. And I figured out at the time, because of the arc they were moving in, because this appeared above the trees, partly above, that there's like a break in the trees, some lower than some higher. And I reckon the size of the arc that it was sort of describing, this, whatever it was, must have been at least 100 to 200 feet in diameter. And those other blokes, I said, come and see this, because there was only me there, because I was the only one. It was Mrs. were outside waving, and the doors were open because it was a warm evening. And there was about, I'd say about five of us out of the ward that were all watching this and wondering what on earth it was, because it was far too big for a helicopter. And it was so silent, but of course there was a lot of wind noise at the time, but I didn't understand it.
Did any of the other blokes comments on what it was? Or
yeah, I think they were a bit frightened, actually.
Yeah.
But I think I was still under the influence of a...
morphine or...
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a bit numbed.
Did Mum see this?
No, because the trees hung...
Right.
They hung over the...
Over the walls.
Over the walls and over the footpath as well. In fact, if you go there today, it's still about the same. Looks about the same as it was. And of course, I was a little bit, not quite 100%. I was a bit, you know, recovering from the operation. And I never really thought to say much about it at the time or inquire, you know, if anybody, if it was in the papers or... anybody around there had seen anything.
It's good that there was other people there to confirm it, because people may have passed it off as you being on the influence of painkillers or something, you know.
Yeah. But that time of day, there wouldn't have been any traffic or anything, because, you know, those days, everything sort of closed down at the time of night. Everyone had gone home from work. There wasn't the traffic. There weren't so many street lights Searle Road didn't lead to anywhere in particular in those days, you know, just the football stadium and greyhound racing and that with that time there wouldn't be anything going on. So that was odd.
Everybody hear me okay? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, sorry, I've literally just sat back down. I just popped into another room to adjust the window.
Well,
that was interesting. Tell you the part, UFOs and that. I'm sure there's another section too. I can't remember. Oh, there's more. There's another section to it where it touches on the UFO subject, and I ask him basically what's the best information he can give to the rest of us from his experiences in life as well, so, you know, give us a bit of guidance from his experience. So it's good times.
And you're very, very fortunate to be able to have that have these interviews.
That's right. You know, I thought ahead and I thought, you know what, I think these should be documented. Ask his opinions and that, and to give feedback. So,
you know, I had considered doing that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we have a caller.
We do?
Yeah, we have a caller, so let's take a caller. We have some callers. So let's take a caller. And if, like I said, if anybody wants to call, if anybody wants a simple sample reading, give us a call at 347-215-8421. If anyone wants to, you know, share any experiences, talk about any of the current events and just kind of, you know, vent, just give us a call. And we're going to take the caller from 215. 215, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm having a personal problem with my daughter. She's in a hospital and she's very sick. I was wondering if she's going to lose her baby over this or... I don't know. I just need some validation that she's going to be okay, and you know that she got in some trouble over the weekend, and I don't know if they're going to take her baby from her now, or should I go to the courts and try to get the baby, or I'm just confused right now. I don't know what to do.
Okay. hold on just a moment. I you know, I'm not in the same place as you, so I know laws work differently, but I'm not concerned about laws. I just want to see what I see, and then I'll tell you what I see, and we'll see if this is something that goes along with things that you know to be facts. Okay? Real quickly, though, what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Susan.
Susan? Okay. All right. And it's very nice to meet you, Susan. Very nice
Thank
to meet you. Hold on just a moment.
Sorry.
Let's see.
I just turned up on my, just so upset. I'm just so worried about it. But worrying about the baby, he's only 3 months old, you know?
Yeah, I really do understand. I understand. Hold on just a moment. Okay. Okay. Now, did she by chance, did your daughter by chance have a relationship split, and this is something that's caused some of the commotion?
She's still with the guy that she's with. I don't know what happened that made her spiral out of control Saturday. I mean, the cops got involved and
right.
So much is going on. So I don't know if I should trust him with the baby because I heard that he's not all there either. And, you know, she's a grown adult and, you know, I don't want to act, you know, she's 32 years old. I don't want to act like, you know, mommy's here to terrorize you, but I'm a little concerned now. I don't know if they're going to lock
right.
her up. And the baby's over in the foster care. I don't know what to do. I'm spinning around.
Okay. Well, right now, let me just kind of keep this a little simple. I was just asking you something because of some things that I see here. Like, it kind of looks like that there was this a frustrating argument. Like, there was trying to be a split. Like he may have been trying to split. And then it looks like this everything just kind of lost control. And it looks like she was doing anything it possibly could take to get his attention. And then the cops showed up, okay? So, with all that being said, right now, everything kind of seems like it's going to stay the same, but it does look like she's being watched. Like they're probably going to have, if she doesn't already have a social worker, it does look like there's somebody who's going to be monitoring things, but it does look like things are basically going to stay the same right now. I'm not seeing her serving time from this. I'm just not seeing that happen. It just kind of looks like there's some other things that are going to be taking place, but everything seems to be staying the same, so to speak, right now.
Now, what you said earlier does make a lot of sense. I don't know if that's what happened that made her do what she did Saturday, but I know by talking to him today that he said that he can't take her back. She's going to be homeless, you know, because she's on some kind of housing or something like that.
Right.
But, like, somewhat like she's trying to take the baby from her, too. But to me, like, when I was saying that to him, that might even make her do something really bad, you know, like having a young baby like that and whatever's going on because, like, I don't know if they're fighting or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I only go by what she tells me. But something terrible had to happen to make her spiral out of control like that Saturday. She was intoxicated and, the horrible things that was coming out of her mouth. It's crazy.
Right.
And I just don't want her to get locked up, and I don't want the baby to be taken away. I don't know if I should go to court and fight for the baby until she gets well or help her. I don't know.
Well, you know, just basically, you know, we can't tell you what to do. But, you know, we can just basically say that if you can see yourself as a mother again, go for it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you know, if that's something that you want to do, go for it. Just
about the baby or taking her in?
Well, about the child. About, I mean, and her, too. I mean, honestly, if you take her in, you know, she's, You know, I mean, she is who she is. You know how she is. So, I mean, if you can see yourself as a mother again, then go for it. But if you really need, if you really don't believe that, and remember, nobody can get mad at you for saying no. If you don't really want to see yourself in that position again, then, you know, you may need to let her fight her own battles to grow her up. You know what I mean? But honestly, you know, from right now, from what I'm seeing, everything kind of seems like it'll stay the same, even with what he's saying. Okay? So just let everything just sort of simmer down, and it just kind of looks like everybody goes back into place, and we'll just have to see what they do from that point.
Okay, now, will the baby be safe with him while she's getting help? I mean, I don't mean to put men down, but I just think that a 3-month-old and I, what I gather from other people that he's got a short fuse, I don't know him that well. You know, sometimes, you know, I know we can put up with the crying every 2 to 3 hours. He still gets up. I mean, is he going to be able to handle it? Is my biggest fear why she's getting help. I'll take any kind of advice.
I'm not feeling afraid. I'm not feeling afraid, to be honest. I'm going to tell you, their personal problems are coming from a different source. You know, his short fuse is coming from a different place. You know, okay. There's things like, you know, basically, I mean, I do believe that he cares about her, but for some reason it just kind of feels like he doesn't want to be with her. And that's where his short fuse is coming from. You know, if anybody's ever been stuck in a relationship that they don't want to be in, they get mad real easily. They lash out real simply. So, you know, him, I think he might be, I mean, I really kind of feel like he'll be a different type of dad than he is boyfriend. So just bear that in mind. And we're just being honest.
I agree with you, Deb. I think that neither one of them got anything in common, but I never got, like, went to visit them or anything because of all the bickering and fighting all the time, you know. But, I mean, she's my daughter, and that's my grandbaby. My concern is, really, I mean, she could take care of herself, but the baby didn't ask for none of this, you know, and that's where my concern
right.
is at. Like, I don't know what to do, you know. And like
right.
she said, nobody get mad at me if, you know, I say no or whatever. I got to do what I got to do then, you know?
Right. Well, you know, like I said, if you can see yourself as a mother again, go for it. I mean, I honestly don't think that anything's going to stand in your way, like not even her. You know, and if you talk to him correctly, if you talk to him in the right way, just basically tell him, you know, all I'm concerned about is the child. You know, I will gladly do this so that you can do whatever it is that you need to do, work, so that you can be you can be a better person. You've got it's basically since nobody's talking to each other the right way, all of this really seems like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff here, but right now it seems like the way people are talking to each other is putting people into a big, you know, position of just responding to pain. So if you if you talk to him the right way, just basically saying, listen, I don't mind helping. I will do anything. I will let the baby come stay with me while you're doing whatever you need to do. I mean, you know, that way that you don't even have to necessarily take the time to go to court. And then everybody can get themselves straight. You see what I mean? So you could probably just do some real savvy negotiations. And that, to me, I see that being better in the long run because everybody is kind of putting it together, you know, joining hands as opposed to pitting up fists with a court system.
Right.
If you show him that you trust him, and he'll trust you.
Okay. Yeah, because he doesn't know me, so he probably is a little
right.
scared of. You know,
right.
But
remember, think about if you even want to see yourself as a mom again. That's the main thing because, you know, I mean, the baby's going to be fine. The baby's going to be fine. But our fear is what takes us to a place of, I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Our fear takes us to all these different places.
I think that part, the mother of me kicked in, like, you know, I don't want him to go into foster care because I don't know what can happen. You know, you can, something bad can happen there, you know. And I don't know, I just don't want her to get mad at me if that's what I do. I don't want her to get mad at me. I just want her to know I'm trying to help, but I don't want anybody getting mad either, you know. Like you said, nobody's talking right, you know. We should all sit down and talk about it. I agree. So
right.
Right. Thank you. I'm going to go talk to him.
Okay, dear. Okay, and let us
thank
know
you
how you're doing. Okay.
Thank you for that advice. That was very helpful for me today. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, sweetheart. No problem.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's take another call real quickly, and then we'll take a little bit of a break. We got about 28 minutes, so let's put about a couple of minutes into a call, and then we'll listen to your song.
Tech 9?
Yeah, Tech 9. 724, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hey, this
Hello.
Is Missy. How are you?
All right. Thanks, you?
Good.
Good. I didn't even expect to get right in.
People start hanging up. Because
they shouldn't.
Well, Missy, so you've been having some issues with somebody that you've been in love with since you were in high school.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what where his head's at and what his feelings are and what you thought about that.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
What's his name or what does he go by?
Casey.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Let's see. All right, now, we're in a tough situation, dear, because I, you know, a lot of times when people talk to me, they're trying to fix something. And every angle that I'm kind of taking right now, I'm seeing Casey really trying to do something different. But this is what's really kind of frustrating. I hear Casey saying, I want to do some things for me. I want to do some things for myself. But it seems like he's just sort of focused on, like, meeting other girls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you really were working on yourself, wouldn't you be, like, you know, hiking and trying to climb the Himalayas and, you know, and working on your spirituality, you know? But he's just,
right.
it just really looks like he's actually trying to see what it's like to meet other people. And no matter what angle I take this from, whether it is him trying to be with you, he still seems to be drawn outside of the relationship. And if he is focused on other people, he's still being kind of pulled back into the relationship. So he's walking the fence with things right now, and he suffers a lot of guilt. There's a ton of guilt here. So this is the deal. We're in a really, really tough situation because I do see that Casey loves you a great deal. But Casey has hit a wall. And right now that wall is a wall that basically consists of he wants to know some other people. And he wants to see who he is through the eyes of other individuals. And no matter what angle you take, he's going to do this. And this is only being defined as a bit of a break. So I know he'll be back. But the thing is, this particular type of break can go on forever if you continue to try to work things out with him. So stop trying. Stop trying.
Okay.
So basically, no matter what. No, go on, dear. Go on.
Well, because I haven't talked to him for a good while, but I'm still thinking about him, and I'm still thinking about it. So
we gotta
how do
let
I
it go.
Get away from that?
We gotta figure out how to let this go. And when we were talking in the room about doing the Ho'oponopono, what we've got to honestly do is you and I really need to sit back and take some private time together, and we need to really figure out if this is something that you really actually want to do, because this hurts. I mean, we're
right.
talking about taking you back to before you were even born to figure out why you guys have this soul connection and why you needed to suffer this way.
Right.
Because that's because in true forgiveness, and I just want to tell you how dark it can get. If something terrible happens to a girl, like she's, you know, I'm gonna go there with the words, and I hate doing this, but if a little girl is walking down the street and some creepy dude pulls up and offers her some candy and she gets in the car and then something horrible happens and then she gets back home, years and years and years later, she's carrying this monstrosity with her. There's gonna come a point when she has to sit back and she has to accept that even though as a child she wasn't asking for this, In her soul self, she needed this experience, and this person was chosen to cause that pain. And that is not an easy place to get to when you're trying to figure out why somebody hurt you. That's a complete stranger. So imagine that. And just that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes we have to get to a place where we're really trying to focus on, I'm sorry that you were the person that I picked to make me hurt like this. I am sorry that you have to carry this guilt around with you. I love you. Thank you for the experience. And that's how you move on. And and I'm just putting it in a nutshell, but that's not an easy place to get to. So basically, you know, that's how you really, really sever ties. I mean, we can sever ties daily where we cut things off. Every day you get up and you say, I'm not going to think about Casey, and you chuck him in the trash. But the thing is, he still gets out of the trash can. So
why? Why does he still get out of the trash can?
Because it's not a real severance. It's not a genuine resolution. It's just a temporary resolution. You see what I mean? So so that's why I'm saying this is something that is a lot deeper than you think. Also, I mean, we can also talk about expectations. There's promises that you guys made from the cradle to the grave about who you were going to be, and you expected him to live up to it. And so this is and plus you intuitively know he'll be back.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
interesting.
So you've got all these angles that you can take for what you need to do, but and the choice is yours about how you want to process it. But remember, like we were saying to Chastity earlier, you have to focus on today, because today is really here. Today is the future from last week, okay? And the only way that you're going to change your quote future is to wake up in a new today. When you wake up again. And so that means that you've got to process information differently right now, so that when you wake up, that information is different. You're always going to suffer if you keep suffering. There's never going to be a point where you just wake up and you're just like, okay, no more suffering, because it's just not like that. I mean, sometimes we do get epiphanies. You know what I mean? There's always, I mean, sometimes we do get so burnt out that we just can't even deal with anything anymore. But it doesn't always happen like that.
Right.
You know,
so the easiest thing for you to do.
I'm sorry, go on, dear, go on.
I was just going to say, Nunu, is that it's so hard to, like, somewhere in my head, it's hard for me to just move on when I guess I'm feeling like there's feelings. I mean, I guess if I knew that there were no feelings, it would be easy for me to move on. It might hurt.
Right.
But that, even though feelings don't mean relationships, so it's just like putting that all in a place. I don't know. But what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say the easiest thing for you to do probably is to sit back and write down the things that you want in your life more than you want Casey. Sometimes that's hard to see. when you really, really care about somebody and you have thrown yourself body and soul into a relationship, it's hard to tell what you want more than another person. It's like, I don't even care if I'm healthy. You know, somebody could come in here and just, you know, bulldoze right past me, because if he's not with me, I don't even care anymore. But you know, at the end of the day, there's people that are counting on you, and there's things that you really do want. So make a list of the stuff that you want in your life more than Casey. And one of those things needs to be honesty. And you also want to have well-being, want to have, like, an inner peace. You know, you want your kids to be functioning citizens. And that's something that a lot of people don't think about. I mean, I'm telling you, hardly anybody ever says that to me. They always say they want their kids to be okay, but no one ever says they want their kids to actually be accountable enough to pay their bills. And I know it sounds silly, but the thing is, they see one person saying, I don't give a crap, and the other person suffering a lot, so they're going to pick one side or the other. So, you know. So there's a lot of things that you should be thinking about that you want in your life more than him. And when we actually start working on that stuff, when he comes around and sees you busy toiling away, he's either going to want to be a part of it, which would be awesome, because it does look like he's coming back. But you cannot let yourself slip up. You got to get yourself, you got to keep yourself in it, so that when he comes back around, he realizes that I either have to do this or not.
Right.
And that's the end of the story. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
But he'll be back, and you know he'll be back. That's the whole thing. He'll be back. And from what I could tell, it kind of looks like we need to let go of the time period before July. And I believe what I'm seeing is roughly around September.
Okay.
And at that point, I mean, your challenge is to be okay with who you are. That's your challenge. And if you're not, then, you know, we really got to work on that, because we don't want him coming back and being able to just tangle with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem. Get in touch with me under Psychic Nunu or through Broken Earth. We put the thing in the chat room. Either through the website or on Facebook. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, dear.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. For your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's listen to a song.
Listen to my song, finally.
Yes, you've been waiting.
Darn.
Wait a minute. What's the? Oh, wait a minute. I found it. Hold on.
Are you delusional?
You're delusional. Wait a minute. Okay, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Like this.
I'ma drink this hand. I'ma keep this grin. But if you're looking in the closely, I'm trying to contain this beast within. I know some of y'all already knowing that I got a lot of cheese to spin, but that don't change the fact I go insane. I got a heap of sins. Please begin.
I saw the glitch in all of this when I was just shit tall, and I pictured y'all in a wall to wall, but they all said I was tough. But the people started calling us, and I'm falling tough, and they're calling rough, and I never thought the stuff was so enough. The problem is, now I got them here telling all these kids I'm the god, and they pumping up the volume and listening hard when I give my heart is loyal. When I'm thinking I'm a boss in the biz, but I'm lost, and I figure that I'm off in the lid, but they pick the cost when it is dark at the crib. I'm state that if I tell them to hate, my people are at the gate, ready for selling your faith. That is up for debate, cause when I make my music, ain't no evil for Mr. Yates. Calling me a cult leader, I don't really know what I'm up for show. He the wickedness coming from Monroe, bigger looking blow me, but the folks when associates at the bottom with the devil, look around and there be no Nina. They say I lead them to evil like I was Jimmy Jones and feeding the people, not bleeding the steeple. The reason they season me ain't no decrease in my ego. My powers were good, I think. Would I shrink if somebody took away how good I ink? But that would never happen. I'm making it with the rapping, but they want me to collapse. And when I could, I sink.
Like I'm telling you to do wrong. Hear me.
like I'm gonna make them hate me, cause I was around to kick it and make them babies, and now that I made it, gotta escape them daily, and that's crazy, cause all I'm doing is making the industry pay me. When I show my face, feeling everything is great, then I showed them we ate, then I'm out of that state. She said I'm a good provider, but daddy of the year, man, I'm out of that rage. How I compensate for the losses they get often days. That's too personal, we'll stop the tape.
I hope I find what I'm looking for. Maybe I should drink just a little more. I'm fighting but I'm losing. Feel like the author of confusion. Hear me. My right and wrong, not questioning my life. And confusion seems to be my alibi. I'm feeling like I don't belong. Feel like I'm telling you to do wrong. Hear me.
They say I'm seeing things, but everybody know I'm being things. We them kings, like it or not, we running this. Got a lot of hype cause I'm wanting to spit and I come to grit. On the fifth, you gotta know text, never gonna miss. I know I might be a little psyche, but it's nightly and brightly inside of me, making me a little frightening. Ripping it with the writing, I bring hella life and reciting. When it's all said and done, I'm sickened and heaven calls this a damned reverend.
All six is 10-7.
I hope I find what I'm looking for. Maybe I should drink just a little more. I'm fighting what I'm losing. Feel like the author of confusion. Hear me. My right and wrong. Stop questioning my life. And confusion seems to be my alibi. I'm feeling like I don't belong. Feel like I'm telling you to do wrong. Hear me.
And we're back. What'd you think about that?
Well, I chose it, so it was pretty awesome.
You think it was awesome? Nine,
featuring, I presume you say it like Nikia, Delusional.
Yeah.
That's off the All Sixes and Seven album. It's pretty awesome.
You know what?
I don't think there was any.
Go on.
I was gonna say I don't think there was any swear words in there. There might have been a B word, but, you know, you might be rapping that quickly that you can't hear it anyway. There's a cat behind you. Actually, it just looks like a long tail.
Yeah, Sugar is trying.
How tall is she? Is she like 6 foot tall? How is that tail?
You know how tall she is. She is not 6 feet tall.
What were you going to say about the cat? cat. The song?
No, I was actually not going to say anything about the song. I was going to say that I have been, I decided what I want. What I want my present to be.
Tech N9ne album.
No, I want. I've been looking at cameos lately,
like
so that's
camouflage.
What I want. Cameos. Jewelry, like the cameos, the profiles of ladies.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Anyway, whatever. Lillian has sent me a private message, and she wants to ask a question.
A private message that we're going to read out on air. That doesn't seem right.
Well, she's talking bad about you, so I think it's pretty funny.
Does she want us to read it out if it's a private message? You know what I'm saying? If it's a private message, she might not want us to read it out. If she's talking about me, you better say it.
Anyway, Lillian is saying that she's in a new relationship. And she was wondering if it was good for her or if she should wait for someone else. You know, it's interesting because I'm sitting here and everything that I'm trying to, I'm like, is this a good thing? It's like, no matter what I say, she's going to do it anyway. So we'll just give her something to look forward to. I think that this is somebody that you need right now. She said, ha ha, that's okay, you can read it. See, I told you.
Too late. We already did.
No, seriously though, all jokes aside, I kind of feel like this is what you need right now. But don't hold on tight to this one. Just let this be what it is for right now. And that's what I'm going to tell you. I actually am not seeing you really in a place that we really need to be focusing on your love life. I'm actually seeing that we really should be kind of more focused on your career stuff and that form of stability for a little bit, because it seems like you would be drawing people to you that are being drawn to you for, I mean, you know, you being a great lady, you being a pretty woman, all that stuff is all good, but they're also kind of drawn to your stability or what they think is your stability, and I'm afraid that they may knock you off kilter. So basically right now, just let them be dates. Don't take them too seriously. Don't give them anything, okay? And I hope that helps. Does that help? Does that sound horrible? Does that help?
No, but there's a slight delay.
I know.
Let's just sit here in silence.
Well, I hope it helps, because, you know, that's pretty much what we're going to say now. Let's close out the show properly. Is there anything that you wanted to add?
I was just going to say that I finally got around to getting myself an astral projection out of the body kind of book, because I get sleep paralysis. Even if I wasn't interested in it, it's a book I need to get, because I need to take control of the sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be very uncomfortable. So I wanted to get myself a book called Journeys Out of the Body by Robert A. Munro. Let's read the back of it to you, see if it's something you might be interested in. I've only read the introduction. I need to get into it, but it's been busy. It's been busy. Well, the book hasn't, but I've been busy. When unpredictably and against his will, Robert Munro began to have out-of-body experiences, he was frightened and disbelieving. He found that he could leave his physical body to places far removed from the material and spiritual realities of life on Earth. He came to inhabit a world unbounded by death or time. As Robert Munro met many other people who have had similar experiences and read the literature of the East that documents the long history of this phenomenon, his fears were alleviated. His journeys became more frequent and began to change his life. The classic first-hand account of out-of-body experiences challenges us to revise our ideas about life and death. Robert Munro's step-by-step instructions invite the reader to initiate their own out-of-body experiences. That's what I need, really. You know, I'm quite experienced with it. I need to take control of it a bit more because I need to, not just because I'm interested. It's just because I gotta.
You need to take control more.
Yeah.
Because you have no control.
No control. But that's that, unless I can read out that quote again that I was on about before. But other than that, that is all for now from me. But you can get in touch with me if you want to via email at Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com.
That's Bill Doyle at live.com.
Don't say D for David, because that's just going to confuse things.
B for Bill, I for ill, L for ill, L
no,
it's for ill.
Bravo, Indigo, Lima, Lima, Delta, Oscar, Yankee, Lima, Echo. Did you want to hear the quote again? I'll read out the quote again. Yesterday's a mystery. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow was a mystery. But today is a gift, and that's why it is called the present.
I want my presents to be cameos.
You want the day be your present?
No. And I'm not talking about the band cameo. Ow.
Cameouflage. All pretty ladies around the world.
That sounds so awesome. Not, I mean,
yeah.
Yes. All right, well, everybody, we'll see you next week. And thank you so much for today. Today was a whole lot of fun. You know, we've had a rough last week, but I'm just really glad to be back and the show to be running smoothly and not freaky style. Nice to see you again, Lillian. Nice to talk to everybody that called in. And we'll see you next week. We'll see you next week. And remember, give us a look up, give us a like on Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook, Psychic Nunu, or get in touch with Bill those ways, or whatever way he told you to get in touch with him before.
I like it anyway.
Goodbye.
Tech 9.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.